The hour is far spent, and I'm not going to stand before you long.
Take your time.
Because I don't want anybody concentrating on what time scandal's coming on.
All right.
You're already going to miss Grey's Anatomy.
That's right.
But I'll show you how to pull it up on your DVR and watch ABC, I promise. Tonight, God has sent us an anointed woman of God who herself loves children. But most importantly, she loves the Lord.
Amen.
I asked her, what should I say about you, because I did not have your bio. And she simply said, well, just tell them you're my cousin. And quite frankly, that is true. And I would ask that you would sit with your tent doors open, your hearts ready and prepped. Nobody step out. I hope you didn't stay so long for the songs, but be prepared for the word that's getting ready to come forth.
Come on,
the servant of the Most High God. So stretch your hands forth and say, God,
use your servant
to bless your people.
To bless your people.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. After the psalmist comes tonight, one of the best psalmists this side of
Amen.
Heaven, my cousin Renee Smith, to bless with a sermonic salt. The next voice you will hear will be the pastor of the Calvary Pentecostal Church, Elder Pearlie Mae Smith.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Congratulations, Reverend Armstrong, on your 14th anniversary. Truly, God is awesome in this place.
Yes.
If you don't mind, for the next 3 to 5 minutes, if you can just stand and worship with me as we sing and worship God together. With hands uplifted, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God, strong and mighty. I say to you again, lift up your heads.
Hallelujah.
O ye gates, be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts is his name. He is an awesome God.
Yes, he is.
Can you just take for 30 seconds to just tell God that he is awesome?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He is a worthy God.
Hallelujah.
For 30 Hallelujah. Seconds, 30 seconds to just tell God, thank you.
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for 14 years of the anointing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for 14 years of strong leadership.
Thank you
for 14 years of example. Thank you for 14 years of sound teaching.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for 14 years of edification.
Yes.
Thank you for 14 years of strategy.
Yes.
Thank you for 14 years, oh God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. You may be seated in this place today. I feel his presence in this place today. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And there's a promise that God has made us that we can take on our journey towards 2020, the vision. And he just simply says, I will make the darkness light before you. Whatever's wrong, I'll make it right before you. All your battles I will fight before you. And the high place I will bring, I will bring down. With an everlasting love, I'll love you. For trials great and small, I'll prove you. Oh, 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 oh. There's nothing, nothing that can hold, harm, or move you. creation in the sky. How did you? The high place. I'll bring down. You see, when you walk. In the sky, how did you? And the high place. If you see a high place in your life, just say to it, and the high place. We have struggles sometimes. Sometimes we have obstacles, but the high place. Hallelujah. The high place. I just want to stay there for like 30 seconds. Because right now I'm going through a high place. And someone's maybe they're called the high place. Glory for your high places coming down. Give God glory.
Yeah.
Give God glory for your high places coming down. Give God glory. Yeah. The high place. Give God glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. The high place, he promised he will bring. Oh, somebody shout unto the Lord God today.
Hallelujah.
He will bring, he'll bring down. He is faithful to fulfill it.
Praise God. I want to thank you for inviting me. Praise God. I want to let you know that I'm happy to be here. Praise God. Hallelujah. I cannot sing like my daughter, and I cannot sing like those young people or this great choir behind me. Glory to God. But I'm going to make a noise. All right. The Bible says, make a noise.
That's right.
Amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. But now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Was grace that taught me before thus far, and grace will lead me on. I need my help. Hallelujah, I need my help. I need my help, and my help cometh from the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Merciful God, we come before this great congregation, Lord God, to give you praise and honor, and to give you glory, and to proclaim the word of your holy girl, of your holy Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Woke up this morning and my throat was kind of raw. Woke up this morning, praise God, feeling kind of not myself, praise God. But I made a commitment that I could not break. So I'm here. Praise God. I know your theme is, now is the time, praise God. And Romans chapter 13 and 7 tells us to render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, customs to whom fear, honor to whom honor, praise God. We are gathered here tonight to give honor and to celebrate this great man of God, praise God, who has been placed here as your physical, spiritual leader, praise God. A man whom God, praise God, placed at Shallow Baptist Church, an outstanding leader, husband, father, well known in the community, praise God, as an advocate, praise God, and throughout the state of New Jersey. Praise God. How did I come in fellowship with this man? I'll let you know. Praise God. I had the pleasure of meeting Reverend Armstrong, praise God, when he was just a student, praise God, in his last year, praise God, at Princeton Theological Seminary, praise God. I was a facilitator, praise God, with the Fruit of the Holy Spirit ministry, praise God, a ministry that taught young children, praise God, the word of God and how to apply the word to their lives, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Under the leadership, praise God, of William or Bill Granville, as some might know him as, the CEO of the Granville Academy, praise God. Mr. Granville invited him to speak one night during one of our sessions, praise God. That was a blessed time that I, praise God, heard your pastor. And I'm honored to say, praise God, thank you, Jesus. As he joined our group, because we claimed him as ours, I became, praise God, one of his prayer partners that he didn't know about.
All right.
Because I looked at him, praise God, as a man of God, well versed, praise God, in the Word of God. Right. And he became my mentor, praise God.
All right.
Amen. Although I'm older than he is, just turned 68 on the 11th, praise God. Amen. Amen. And I thank God for 68 long years, lady. Ladies, I'm not ashamed to tell my age. I'm not ashamed to say how good God is to me and how he has kept me down through these 68 years. And I give him glory. I give him glory, praise God. He spoke of growing up in South Central L.A. in California, praise God. He told us about the poverty and the struggles that was in his life. He told us about his drug dealing uncle, praise God, who had an expensive taste for clothing, praise God. And that particular uncle died one day. Reverend Armstrong inherited those expensive clothes to preach the gospel. That's how good God was, even as a young man. God knew that this day would come, and he provided for your pastor. Oh, bless the name of our God. You already heard my grandson speak of how he was breakdancing, praise God. Hallelujah. His transparencies with those young people was priceless, praise God. And I can say I'm blessed to have formed a relationship with him so many years ago. And even today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Romans 13, 3 to 13 is broken down in three topics. Verse 6, 1 through 6, submission to lawful authority. Paul was writing to the Christian church in Rome to submit to civil authority. They may have been tempted not to submit to them and to claim allegiance only to Christ. God has appointed authorities over men to bring things in order, praise God. He has given each of us an opportunity to learn how to submit to government, to learn how to submit to those that have rule over us. Even to learn how to submit to our husbands and to our wives. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. This is a lesson we all must learn. Even Christ was subject to the Father. 1 Corinthians, praise God, 15, 23 through 28 tells you about that. Praise God. Verse 7 through 10, praise God, tell you about justice and love. Where justice is concerned, render justice, praise God. We are not to owe anyone nothing but love. To love is a debt we can never pay off. No matter how one must love, praise God, we're under the obligation to keep on loving. To love, praise God, when you think you have fallen out of love, we are still under obligations to keep on loving. Not only our Christian brothers and sisters, that goes for those that are on the outside, praise God. Verses 11 through 14, sobriety and godliness, praise God. Now, is the time for the body of Christ to be alert, praise God, to be on guard and putting on the what garment, which is Jesus Christ, not to be swayed or subdued, praise God, or to fall. We are to remain sober, steadfast, doing that which is right in the sight of the Lord. So that brings us, praise God, to our message, praise God. Romans 13 and 11, knowing, praise God, the time is to awake out of our sleep. For our salvation is at hand, praise God. Our salvation is at hand. Praise God. The scripture says that ye shall love your neighbors as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I ask you, are you doing everything, praise God, that is lawful, praise God? Are you loving your neighbors as yourself, praise God? Oh, thank you, Jesus. May I ask you, where in your life are you sleeping? Let me see, I don't skip, praise God. Praise God. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Hallelujah. Verse 11 says, and do this, knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. Amen. Some of us has fallen to sleep, praise God. I'm not talking about, praise God, when you lay down at night and close your eyes. I'm talking you have fallen into a spiritual slumber. Praise God. Amen. Glory to my God. Thank you, Jesus. Are you sleeping on your children as they are receiving a superb education in this school system, especially in the city of Trenton, New Jersey? When you look into that system, I was in the system 37 years, and I told the parents, come and see what your children are doing. That A that's on their report card, Johnny can't read. That B that's on their report card, Johnny can't spell. That C, praise God, Johnny can't do his math. You as parents got to wake up, got to stop sleeping, praise God, and see about our precious children. Amen. It's no time for taking a nap. It's no time for sleeping. As the homeless walk the streets aimless, perhaps you was taking a nap, praise God, as the prison system swelling, praise God, to 88% black and brown men being incarcerated, praise God, for nonviolent crimes. Praise God. They didn't abuse nobody. Praise God. Nonviolent. And yet they got 15, 20 years. Praise God. Praise God. Are you in a deuce sleep as your sons and mines continue to shed blood on the streets of Trenton, New Jersey? Is our young people being snatched out of the church? Praise God. Names been changed, praise God. And I come back to last week, one of our young members, one young person, praise God, was raised up in Calvary, but he was snatched out the church, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Changed his name to Power Guard. That's what the enemy do. Change his name from righteousness to Power Guard. I'm talking about JoJo, as I know him. But his name is Joseph Gaines, praise God. And the scripture says, our young men is slain in the street, praise God. And for the call for the weeping women, praise God. And I'm saying, praise God, the time is now when we call for the weeping women as well as the weeping men. You ain't manly, praise God, when you say you can't cry. That's not a man. That's not a man. When you can't shed a tear. A godly man will cry over the situation. It says Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem. We got to weep, praise God, over our children. Hallelujah, I see a God. Yes, I'm a tongue-speaking woman. Not ashamed of it. Hallelujah. 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 The scriptures say now is the time to awake out of our sleep, to love our neighbors, to love our children, praise God, to love our husbands and wives, praise God, to love justice and truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just as Jesus told Zacharias, praise God, in Luke 19, verse 5, verse 9. He says, Zacharias, make haste. Get in a hurry. Come down, praise God. For today I must abide, praise God, in your house. Praise God, is God abiding in your house? You think about that. You answer that. Jesus went on to say to him, this day, salvation has come to your house. This day, salvation has come to this house. Amen. 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 I say to you, salvation has come to your house today, your homes today, your neighborhood today, your cities, your states today. Praise the name of our God. Our schools, our governments, praise God. Even into the house of God. Amen. Amen. And we need to pray for this government, the one in Washington, D.C. We're in crisis, church. We're in crisis, and we need to pray. I'm not a political speaker, and I'm not in the political arena, but your president needs your prayers. They're lying on him, praise God, day in and day out, saying he's weak, but a strong man knows when to speak, when to go into action, wait, praise God, and use the strategy that God gave him.
That's right.
Amen. Be it known in history, it would tell the storms. Mm-hmm. It would tell the complete story.
Yes.
What are you going to tell your grandchildren about this man? What are you going to tell your great-grandchildren from generation to generation?
Right.
Let them know, praise God, it was God sent him there. This last election, praise God. Look at the millions of dollars that they spent to get one man out of office. I said, Lord, thank you for blowing on him. Thank you for blowing on him. Thank you for blowing on him. Let me go on. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Salvation means that you have been set aside for a time and a purpose. And I'm here to tell you that the time and purpose is now. Right now. Stand up. For that which is right, that which is true and just. Stand up! Praise God. You've been sleeping and taking a nap too long. The time is now at hand. Glory to my God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There's too many young men and women, boys and girls walking around not knowing the reality of love, unable to love, praise God, not loving themselves, walking in a path of destruction. The gangbangers, the Bloods, the Crips, that's looking for love. They're looking for love in their fathers and even their mothers in incarceration, and they don't have no love or where to get love. I want to tell you, praise God. The blood, they don't know what they're talking about. There's only one blood, and that's the blood of Jesus, the everlasting Father, the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary Cross over 2,000 years. The love is in the cross. Hail God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Only, praise God, the only example of salvation, hallelujah, of Jesus is in you. They see how you walk, how you talk, how you live. You're an example to them. Ella Armstrong was an example to Fulham. He was an example, praise God, to my grandson. He was an example to me. Glory to my God. Oh, bless the name of our God. Hallelujah. Now is the time to come forth for which you have been set aside to fulfill your purpose in Christ Jesus. Our salvation is nearer than you think. Paul said the returning of Christ is imminent, praise God. It's going to happen as sure as I'm standing up here talking. Jesus is coming back. Amen. He's coming back. The scripture said, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Praise God. Are you in your place? Hallelujah. Are you standing up for that which is just, that which is right? That's what is true. Deacon Ollie, I want to wave at you. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Our salvation, praise God, is near and even at the door. We know Jesus is coming back. The Bible tells us in the last days, it shall be like the days of Noah. Folks are marrying, giving in marriage, making merry, drinking, drugs-induced sexual condition is all over the place. Praise God. As Sodom and Gomorrah, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to my God. Hallelujah. This, praise God, homosexuality is rampant through the land. Yeah. Lesbian is rampant through the land. Uh-huh. And I want to let you know that was the only sin that God found there. But I'm going through this one. Yes, they have a right to leave their money to whoever they want to. Yes, they have a right to go into the hospital. But they don't have the right to change the laws of God. God said, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Adam, this is your wife. This is your wife. Adam and Eve. Not Adam and Steve.
Come on.
Nobody. Not the president of the United States. Not me. Can change the law of God. Church, it's time to stand up. They say they want their civil rights. Like Dr. King was marching for. We didn't have no, praise God. Praise God. Opportunities to change the color of our skin. But they have the opportunity to change the way that they act. Some say they was born like that. Jesus. Some say that they're made like that. Jesus. Jesus is the antidote to all things. All things. All things. There is no big sin. There is no little sin. For all have sinned. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you look around today, you can't even open the newspaper. We're being bombarded with democracy, democracy. The body of Christ has been lured to sleep by a pretty lullaby. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. But now is the time to wake up out of our sleep, to spread the gospel through love, to love to your fellow man, to love, praise God, even the backslider, to love, praise God, even those who crucify you, even those who talk about you, even those who massacre you. We got to love. We got to love, church. We got to love. We got to love. That song, I got the love of Jesus in my heart. Is it really in there? Or are you just singing to hear yourself sing? Glory to God. It sounds good, the words is. But is it in your heart? Is it in your heart? In Luke 10:25-37, tell us about a lawyer willing to justify himself. Ask Jesus this question: who is my neighbor? Jesus just stopped and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his clothes and wounded him and departed, leaving him for dead. Here come the pastor, the priest, came and he looked at him, shook his head. I'm Mr. Dr. Reverend so-and-so. I ain't got time to be bothered with you. And he went away. Here come the Levi, the assistant pastor. I got to go find my pastor. I can't get my uniform dirty. You won't get blood on it. Maybe somebody else is going to help you. And then here this lonely Samaritan came along, praise God, walking by the way, and saw this beaten man and had compassion. He saw the need of this man, and he went out of his way to meet his needs. Our brothers and sisters in Christ and outside of Christ have fallen on hard times. They have lost their homes, their job, praise God, their bank account, praise God. They're lost and hopeless and wondering, praise God, what is going to become of me? What is going to become of my children? So I don't have no money to send them to college. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What is you doing about your fallen brothers and sisters? Hallelujah. Now is the time. The character that all Christians, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They have a charge to show, to reach the emotions and the praise God, approachable ones. In Africa, they have a saying, the unreachable ones. In that class system, they ain't going nowhere. They're going to stay right there. But I heard a preachers say, I taught them the word of God, and that untouchable class is not a Miller class. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm. Because they heard the word, they received the word. Yeah. What happened to you? What happened to you? Word talking, tongue talking, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. Why ain't you the Miller class? And still in your struggle. Praise God. Who is my neighbor? Jesus asks. And the man had to admit, he that showed mercy is my neighbor. Hallelujah. I'm just about finished. I remember when Charlotte was searching for a new pastor. Praise God, after Reverend Whitson had went on home. A friend and I was talking, and Darrell Armstrong came into our conversation, and it went something like this. Oh, he'll never be pastor. He's not married. He's too young. He's still in seminary. Praise God. But I said to her, he will be their next pastor, and end the conversation there. I had confidence, and I was praying, Pastor. I was praying. See, you got folks that's praying for you, and you don't even know it. Hallelujah. That believe in you, and you don't even believe in yourself. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Who is this man we came to honor? Who is this man that's been here 14 years? Praise God. Who is this man that's walking amongst us? We'll never know the full story. We'll never know the lives that's been changed. We'll never know the deeds that's been done. We'll never know the full story or the measure of this man. Let his own words speak to him. I got this off your page. He sees his global ministry as a work to make all families stronger by addressing issues which impact their mental and spiritual health and well-being. One of the young ladies talked about one of the programs. Amen. As such, he is considered an international leader on issues pertaining to child care, child displacement, and family strengthening, particular foster care. He was in foster care. He was in foster care and kinship care. In the words of that old Negro spiritual song says, I'm going to try to sing it. They told me not to. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It says, may the work I done speak for me. May the work I done speak for me. When I'm resting in my grave, there is nothing more to be said. May the works I done speak for me. May the life I live speaks for me. May the life I live speaks for me. The third verse says, may the service I give speaks for me. May the service I give speaks for me. The work I done, you sang that, Aaron, where you at? The work I done, sometimes it's so small, it seems like I done nothing at all. You get the message. May your work that you done, and the life that you lived, and the service that you give, now is the time to stand up for Jesus. Now is the time to stand up for Jesus. Now is the time to... Hallelujah. 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 Is this still, I see, in this? Praise God. There may be someone that's looking for a church home. I recommend Shiloh. The leadership here is beyond reproach. The word that's been taught here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sound, wholesome doctrine. Anointed by the Holy Ghost. You have an invitation tonight to come into the house of the Lord. Now is the time. Salvation is at hand. Is there anyone?